this don't even need no introduction. Do the stars announce their presence when they setting up in the sky? And every little planet we be touching, it's like comets bursting the heavens when we're soaring. We go high as fly as can be. This is the dope, dope as we. Good music, she and he and he.
You know, you know, you know.
Hey, so come up with me.
Yes.
Let's take it back to ecstasy and Planet Rock 3013.
I'm quite sure.
Spaceships flying high to the top.
Chefs.
Flying high,
high
to the top,
top.
We're the sky.
Yeah, on some intergalactic type shit, my nigga, nah, me. Yeah, yeah, my nigga, we the dope time traveling. Space age, pimping androids, we gaffling. Bop guns that flip Nissan trucks. You took me to your leader looking like we all fuck. Walking in my moon boots cause my spaceship stuck. Rely on my third eye instead of faith and luck. Dodging particles from astros so we won't get stuck. You never know at any time it could get worse. No 16s, my nigga, I spit a universe. And some left planet Earth low on cash. Robbing niggas on Mars like Pluto Nash. Bounce rock and escape cause the spaceship fast. Got homies teleporting to a nice piece of. Hey, my people planet surface, staying high and turned up. Treating planets like set, they stay burnt up. No lie, we really too high for y'all. Ain't coming down, even if the sky should fall. I'm yelling, no lie, I'm really too high for y'all. Ain't coming down, even if the sky should fall. I'm yelling,
eat my space particles, you androids. You androids. You androids. Yeah. Space particles, you androids. You androids. You androids.
Yeah. Killer for you androids.
Don't matter if my whips on foes. It don't matter if my wrists don't glow. Oh, I'm out of this world. Space age pimping with a swagger that'll lift your soul. Luke Skywalker scheming on her Chewbacca, yeah. Perpendicular proper pimping to bring profit. I'm in a spaceship blowing gas. You probably think I'm human with your broke ass. Daniel's son now wax me off, I'm so fly. I got crane kicks, welcome to the Cobra Kai. Captain Kirk, space ghost perk, robotic lungs. Slanging Big Dipper, keep my phaser on stun. Even on Pluto, you niggas is menudo. My main chick's a Martian, my spaceship's a Tudo. Face this anomaly in the main. Matrix. This is the dope face, you tired of that fake shit.
People start emailing us about when the fuck Lando Cal was coming back. I knew that was gonna come next. Though you know, it was the next few emails was gonna come out.
Where
the Lando Cal at?
Y'all talking all this shit about Javon.
Where y'all next episode? We five episodes deep. But we ain't did one in about 6 months. I don't think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We back though. We back. We gonna be back on the schedule at least twice.
We're back.
So we're back, man. Teddy, let's introduce our guests. Local stalwart, always here, showing us always love. He knows the comics just like I do, James Bishop with us. What
what's
up?
Happening? What's
what
happening?
Up? Thanks for back on Lando Cal, man.
Oh yeah, man.
Man, you, just, you here? You here, man? You here in Lando Cal? You on the picture? You
hey, hey, right on, man.
You an
hey,
Avenger?
Right
you an Avenger?
Right on. I ain't mad at that. That's much appreciated, brother.
All right. Introduce your
homie. Yeah, man. So I got my one of my best friends here with me. My boy James Burrell, aka Billboy, aka LLJB3.
Porn name, as we talked about on
that. That is not a porn name, bro. Not a porn name.
Like, he, like, one of my
I'm going to be fucking around on his video and be like,
his name actually sounds like he the backup quarterback for RG3.
Shut up.
Hey, I'll take it because I'm not going to get injured like him. he got injured today.
He did?
Yes. He is injured right now.
Hold up, the game ain't.
He got
injured in the fucking tunnel.
Right?
He got injured in the fucking tunnel.
Yeah, injured and pulling his laundry out.
Yeah, that popped up on my phone. I was like, really?
Damn.
This dude's whack. I'm so glad we and everybody talking about the Rams, talking about like the second pick. I'm like, yeah, we got a steal for that one. That boy always get injured.
That's true. But yeah. I quarterback hurt too.
So. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna say we can't say we ain't.
We got players out of him. We ain't get players out of him though.
That's true.
But yeah.
That's all I gotta say. So go finish.
My boy James Burrell, man, one of my best friends out here, known him since high school, since we were about 13, 14.
Yeah.
He was the catalyst for me getting started in my whole music production. Also, he, you know, played the bells, aka Bellboy for the band.
Right.
Now, when the band, U City band was good.
Was good. My was Lord. Good. Oh.
Let's make that very clear. That and dope ass artist and web designer. Aww.
What's wrong?
There she
goes. She didn't quiet down she now. She's want to get picked up.
You just the star of all these shows, huh?
No.
So Teddy, what's been going on, brother?
Not much, man. Happy to be doing a Lando Cal.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
All right, let's talk about these summer blockbusters. Let's get them out the way. What y'all think about Guardians?
Oh, man.
He's seen Guardians. I still.
You ain't seen Guardians? What the fuck is wrong with you?
You need to see Guardians.
Why you ain't bootlegged it at least or something?
Dude, man, I've been.
I got on bootleg in the thing right now, man. But I had to see it in the IMAX, man. That is amazing.
I straight haven't been able to watch it. I'm so mad. I don't even care about the spoilers anymore. I don't. I don't. At this point, I don't. I just know.
Rocket.
It was good. Rocket Raccoon did good. I am Groot, and I know
Rocket stole the show, but Drax stole some stuff though. Drax had some lines. Batista had some lines for Drax.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Drax.
Batista might as well have been I am Groot.
The whole point of Drax is he
killed my family, my mother, and mother-in-law.
But it was the stuff he would say is like, that's not gonna go over me. I have too fast reflexes. I will catch it. Talking about metaphors. Right. He's like, metaphors don't go over me.
Man.
But it was a great movie though, James. You missed it.
Yeah, man, that's my own personal fault, man. The last Marvel movie I really honestly got a chance to see for real, besides Days of Future Past, was Winter Soldier.
I've been saying that
and Winter Soldier was as good, if not better, than the Avengers.
Guardians blows Winter Soldier. You need to hurry up and see that.
Like, as far as like all the standalone Avenger type movies, out of the core four that was actually in the Avengers, it's definitely got to be like Cap's movie easily.
Yeah.
Oh, you saying Cap is above?
Yeah, it's like Cap 2 is above the Avengers. Like out of all the movies.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Why do you say that?
Dude, how does it not? So like, why do you think different?
It's like.
Because, I think if for a movie, I think with the Avengers, it's a lot harder to try to be able to make a coherent story with so many different characters. Like, Cap was awesome. I'm not going to lie. Like, I really appreciated the Winter Soldier. But I think with the Avengers, it kind of set the precedence for Cap. You know what I mean?
Right, it did.
You know what I mean? And then on top of that, it also had, like, the writing, the dialogue. Like, there was a lot of roller coasters. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they mixed in humor. They mixed in everything. Like, Cap, for the most part, seemed pretty serious. It was like, you know, a serious line, action, fighting. Serious line, action, fighting. Like, it wasn't, I don't know. I really don't know how to explain it. Like, it was a far cry from the first one. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh,
when I first saw the first one, I was like, all right, well, Avengers are done.
Right,
because
like,
Captain America, I mean.
He's the cornerstone of the Avengers.
Well, right. True.
The title was First Avenger.
Yeah, right. It was
which was like, Avenger. Why did you name it that?
But when I saw it, I was right. just like, is he? But, and I guess I just wasn't as well versed on Cap as I should have been.
Oh, yeah.
But after I watched the second one, and then after watching all the other movies, it put a lot of stuff in perspective.
Right. And then if you watch,
watch the show, you got to watch the show too.
Episode like that happened right before the movie
came and right after.
Oh, really? So, so Agents of Shield tied into it?
Right.
Like, yeah, big time.
He's a big Agents of Shield fan.
Yeah,
exactly.
I checked out after episode 3. I just checked out.
Everybody did.
I checked out.
Except me. I stayed with it because episode.
Like, you know what?
Because episode 6, that was when it got. Good.
It got good
in episode 6, and then right when Cap, when the Soldier came out, the episode before, that's when everything just kicked off. It was like, what the hell? Why can't y'all be this in the beginning?
Yeah, because you lost everybody.
Yeah, it really went, man. Like Agents of Shield, it's definitely it's a cool little show, man. Like I picked back up on like we was just saying, but if you watch that episode that came out right before When the Soldier came out, When the Soldier make a lot more sense.
Yeah, because the whole thing was set well.
And you'll see why.
Mm. The whole thing was set well. Like, he's actually in that episode, and he was supposed to take part in the mission in that episode. He had to go because he had to go be in with a soldier. That was the whole reason. He was like, oh, they need you back over to Triskelion, and you got another mission. He went, and then When the Soldier happened, so
I know they said that, because I know I heard Thor is supposed to make an appearance in the second season.
He should.
He kind of needs to
because of the whole thing they're doing with the Infinity Stones. So
since,
he kind of needs to,
because
they have how many Infinity Stones are out now?
They have three, but I think it's four.
It's four of them, right? So it's one more left.
No, it's six total.
Right. So which ones is already with the Tesseract?
They got Tesseract, the Aether, and the Orb. And technically,
Loki's staff.
Everybody's saying that we don't know yet, but I think it is. I think it's the Mind Gem.
That's what they said is the Mind Gem.
I think it's the Mind Gem. But they ain't announced it yet. They need to, though.
Yeah, man.
So that was Guardians of the Galaxy's best movie of the year?
If I get a chance to watch it, I'm pretty sure I'll say that.
Yes.
Because
I'm resounding guess.
Captain is better?
No. I didn't. See, and again, it's on the same one. Like, solo story. I mean, I like Cap because of the action. Like,
Guardians of the Galaxy is the best origin story of all the Marvel movies.
I would give it that.
Oh, big time.
Best of my or like, and it was so great though, because at first, like, I was real scared of the way it was, like, the tempo at the beginning. Me and Ted talked about this, you know, just casually about how it spit, like, the beginning was so fast,
right?
And how we thought that, like, the general audience that don't know about comic books should be like, what the fuck is going on? But then they slowed it down in the prison and, like, let you get to know every individual character, and you're like, okay, this is who he is, this is who she is, you know, this is what they're all about. Because before it was just like, bop, 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 bop. Because
I wasn't even that familiar with Guardians of the Galaxy, so I was the first 10 minutes.
More than just a setup for like since Thanos made an appearance, you know,
right? Kind of because
he's supposed to be an Age of Ultron too. Thanos is right.
Yeah, he's supposed to randomly pop up.
I don't know how they're gonna do Age of Ultron. Like, I'm pretty sure it's probably gonna be like, you know, since Hank Pym.
Yeah, but I don't get. Yeah,
because, no, it's
yeah. That's
Tony. Tony's gonna be the one. Right? Tony's gonna be the one that creates him, because he's gonna create him basing Jarvis off of it. Because Jarvis is he's gonna be like, I need to create this army, so because there's no more Shield. They're actually trying to train new Shield members in that movie.
Isn't that based on like the cartoon you were telling us about that's on Netflix?
Yeah, that
it's about a very similar story, right?
Right.
Okay.
So yeah, that's what's happening with that.
So it's gonna be Tony Stark's making Ultron instead of Frank Pym.
Right. Because Hank Pym, at this point in time, because Age of Ultron comes out, and then after that comes out Ant-Man. So at that time, Hank Pym is old. So that's why they started with Scott Lang and the new Ant-Man, because Hank Pym is old at this point. He's already been Ant-Man. He's already done his stuff.
Okay. So because Yellowjacket is supposed to be the villain in Ant-Man.
Right.
But isn't Yellowjacket just
the, this one is this
yeah
one is
that's just the same isn't it Hank Pym though the same thing isn't
yeah it's like because he
like
was,
his alter
he
ego
was, he was Ant-Man, like, Giant Man, Goliath. Yellow Jacket, Wasp for a
because he beat up his wife as Yellow Jacket,
dude,
too.
Dude, like, right. He beat the shit out of Janet Van Dyne, dude.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
And, like, the ultimate version, when I say Cap beat that nigga damn into a coma, like, for real, like, for
yeah,
real.
Yeah, no, he did.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, for real. He almost beat him into a coma because, like, she got messed up real bad because he, like, sent a bunch of ants after while she was small. and she was hospitalized. Cap found out because Cap is cool with Janet Van Dyne. When I say he damn near beat that man half to death. Like, for real.
See, like, Thor almost killed Tony off after Civil War.
Yeah. I'm interested how they're going to take all this with everything. Because y'all see the Ant-Man, the little preview thing?
Yeah, that showed years back. Yeah.
That
was years back. Like, so when they showed that next comic.
Maybe not no more than 2 years ago.
The test footage? Yeah, that was about, that was like no three, more, 4 years
ago. With Paul Rudd? The one with Paul Rudd?
Yeah.
They actually showed Paul Rudd's face.
Yeah.
Footage. I didn't see that one yet.
No.
Because Paul Rudd didn't do one yet.
No.
It was just somebody in an Ant-Man suit.
Right. Okay.
That fighting, was doing Yeah, it was fighting everybody. So I saw that test footage. That was in comic.
So this is when Old Boy was directing.
Was still Edgar White.
Edgar White.
Was real doing it.
Okay.
He's not doing it no more.
They got Old Boy from, damn it. I can't remember who they got. But they.
Because they got Judd Apatow to produce.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Which it makes sense.
Yeah. Awesome.
Hey, because
that's
makes
so random.
But
it makes sense, though. You got Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, I mean, yeah, but Paul Rudd can, like, he can run the gamut of, like, actors. Like, he doesn't necessarily have to be, like, you know, he can do drama, he can do comedy.
That's going to be a comedy, straight up. I mean, he had Edgar Wright as the director anyway in the first place.
Scott Lang was a pickpocket because he was a thief at first.
Yeah, it's going to be a comedy.
Came Ant-Man pretty much after stealing.
It's going to be a comedy more than Guardians was.
Right, but I'm just trying to figure out, like, I'm just Judd Apatow, like, I can't picture this is 40 and Ant-Man in the same sort of scope.
It can work. I mean, it can work. I don't want to see why it couldn't work.
He's played serious role before. What's one of my favorite movies that he was in?
He was in Halloween. No.
It's not Paul Rudd. Okay. It's Judd Apatow.
Oh, that's yeah. I thought you were talking about Paul Rudd.
No. Like, Paul Rudd's like the perfect.
He can get kind of serious even though it was comedy. What was it? I love you, Sarah Marshall. It was that
Forget
one.
Sarah Marshall,
whatever that is.
No, Paul Rudd wasn't in there.
Yes, it was.
I'm not talking about Paul Rudd. I'm talking about Judd Apatow, though.
He was a surf instructor.
Right, but yeah, Paul Rudd was in there.
Again, Sarah Marshall, he was a surf instructor. No, you're talking about I Love You, Man. That's what you're talking about.
I'm talking about Forgetting Sarah Marshall. That's
if Forgetting about. Sarah Marshall, it was he was the bro.
No, he was the surf instructor. Remember, like, he was like...
He was in that movie.
He was in the movie, but he was a surf instructor. He was Jason Segel's...
Oh, you're right. Okay. No, the other dude from, was it Mad TV? Played his brother.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, because they kept Skyping?
Yeah. Oh, you talking about, Bill Hader.
Bill Hader, yeah. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. But no, I think it could work. I mean, I don't
see why. Yeah, Judd Apatow will be fine. Because
it kind of needs
to be at that point with Side Lane.
If he fits better. But.
I trust in Marvel, period, man. Them motherfuckers could come out with the Jingleberries. And I'd be like, I don't even know what the fuck they are. They just some made up motherfuckers. That made
they
up
a bunch of talking cereal.
You know, they can bring the Ewoks back movie back.
Big Hero Christmas 6. Oh wait, that's really happening.
It'll be good.
How would you ever like J.J. Abrams did Guardians of the Galaxy? Like, how
dude?
You know, y'all
much,
know the dude from St. Louis
flair.
That did Paul Gunn. He did that. He's from St. Louis.
Really?
He went to SLU.
James Gunn.
Yeah. Okay. He went to SLU High.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's got it's him and like three or four brothers. They all in acting. One of them is writes for the Daily Show, and then like two other ones are actors.
That's what's up.
Yeah, they all brothers though.
That's what's up.
But Marvel is gonna do whatever the hell they want to do. Like,
then
I mean, I want to spin that into another topic that I had on there is the fact that people are getting upset that they really released a Black Panther or Miss Marvel. As a movie company.
So
they're
know,
going
like,
to do
you
it. You
got to
give
person.
Them.
Right.
The exactly.
Person. So, like, because I always thought, it was always a toss up, like, you can have Jimon Hansu, but Jimon Hansu getting kind of old.
He's too
old.
No, he already played somebody, though.
He already played somebody.
Yeah, but no, they
he played Korath.
He can play his daddy got killed by Claw. He can do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He can do that.
It's a lot of people lined up for Claw. Not Claude, his dad.
I think Denzel said he wanted to do it.
You think Denzel?
No, Denzel said he wanted to do it. He wanted to be in Black Panther.
Good T'Challa, really? No problem. But as far as T'Challa, actual Black Panther,
yeah.
Like, I can't say Michael Jai White because he'd feel better as Luke Cage if he was taller.
Yeah, he'd be.
He need to shoot for that Luke Cage Netflix. He need to shoot for that Netflix.
Yeah,
he'd be perfect Luke Cage.
Oh, hell yeah.
He'll be perfect Luke Cage. Because if you see Blood and Bone, I mean, it's perfect.
Blood and Bone all day.
Blood and Bone was a dope
movie.
Exactly.
Blood and Bone was a dope movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
man.
I would say you have to probably get a no-name person.
It's gonna be old boy.
It's gonna be Chadwick Boseman. They're saying.
Yeah.
Chadwick Boseman.
Okay.
I think it's gonna be Chadwick.
Most likely.
That's what I said. Or
but do y'all think that people are getting upset too soon about all this? Like, people get mad about Miss Marvel too.
The reason why.
I'm mad at white women too.
Why are you mad at white women?
Because they mad. They talking about they want a fucking Black Widow movie now. And saying, like, why can't you have a Black Widow movie? She did well with, what's that fucking white
They were
movie?
Already writing a Black Widow Lucy? Movie. Calm down.
Lucy. But no. Scarlett, Lucy, yeah, that whack-ass movie, Lucy.
Lucy was okay, man.
I haven't seen Lucy yet.
They were saying that, basically, because they got so much money with it. But Black Widow's a boring-ass character, for real. Who wants to see a whole movie of her?
No, she's not boring, though.
Yes, she is.
She's double A.
Nobody wants to see a whole movie.
Yeah. She's straight double A.
She's a double A.
Nobody wants to see a whole movie.
Like, her story is really good.
Yeah, her story is, but I'm saying, in general, nobody wants to see that.
Nobody wants to see Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow.
You don't think so?
In a solo movie. Nah, man.
Like,
I don't want to see
that. If it's a good writer, it can be a good movie.
Yeah, it can definitely be a good
movie. I think people want to see Ms. Marvel's way more of a better dynamic character than Black Widow. If you're going to shoot your load.
She got Kree, and they already introduced Kree in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too.
Yeah, because they already introduced. No,
I was
Sharon Carter
introduced. Yeah, they
never
introduced Miss Marvel.
They introduced
Carol
Danvers.
Yeah, Carol Danvers would be
dope.
They
introduced.
Because all you gotta do is introduce her. She's an Air Force person. All you gotta do is have an Air Force thing in the Age of Ultron or something.
Right.
Then we talked about how you could put Black Panther in there because they would supposedly what Cap Shield gets broke, right? And the metal from there, it comes from Wakanda.
Yeah.
So all you gotta do is say we gotta go to Wakanda and get it, and you have Black Panther sitting in a tree. Just watching everybody come through his country.
And no way, man.
And then you introduce them like that, and then you can flip whatever way you want to flip.
The Black Marvel Batman.
Yep.
Man, because people, man, and then like I keep on having this debate with people about Black Panther, man. I'm gonna say this right now on this podcast. I don't give a damn what no one else says.
Oh, you don't think he's that dope?
No. No, Black Panther is easily dope.
I was like, what?
It's always this versus conversation I always have with people.
Versus Batman. And I'm like, Black Panther.
Batman is not unfuckwittable. I'm sorry, Black Panther would easily whoop his ass.
Only reason I think it'd be a tie because Batman.
You just send that into
no because because Batman is the best asshole ever, and I'm gonna tell you what, this dude he researched all the Justice League and figured out everything to kill them beforehand before even meeting them. So think about like that, he does stuff like that.
But he needs to do shit like that.
Exactly.
He's no good for him. Oh, you said with no prep time. Okay, no prep time, Black Panther. Prep time.
Even with prep time.
I think with prep time,
it's the same. It will be the same result, but Black Panther has more going
for
him.
It'll be a better fight.
But Black Panther was still.
What you think, Tim?
Black Panther was still with that ass.
But he'll still end up losing. Me personally. Because my thing, it's like, well, Batman no every martial art. It's like, yeah, he took like 20 years to learn that. Guess what? Black Panther
invented.
Grew up in a warrior society.
Yeah.
He grew up like that, for one. One, and then he won the 10 smartest people in Marvel. So he's super smart. He whooped.
So Batman's not?
No, Marvel. It's
Marvel.
DC.
I'm talking about Marvel. Marvel. Then, like I said, don't get me wrong. Cap, I like Cap.
He's one of the richest, too.
But T'Chaka kicked his ass and T'Challa kicked his ass in two different time periods.
Hold on. You said who?
His dad.
And Black Panther. Twice in two different time periods. Cap. So you got the son and son both whooped your ass. Hacked into all of Tony Stark's mansion. Fuck them up real smooth. So then you marry Storm.
Yeah, right.
Storm wanted to marry you, dude. Like,
you are that guy.
But breaking up with Storm because of everything that happened with Wakanda.
Right.
Because after Wakanda got fucked up
by
Namor, he asshole. But, you know, I'm just saying.
Right.
Damn, man, y'all making me turn, man. Y'all making me turn off Batman, turn away from Batman with this.
I don't know,
this.
Dad.
But I'm just saying, like, don't get me wrong. Batman is a great superhero. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Batman fanatic myself.
Too bad we ain't got Flea here.
But it's like one of those things, like, Batman is not, like, okay, like, just like you were saying, like, superhero be down,
right?
Like, I like watching things, like, I'm pretty sure people that listen to this know about, y'all heard of Death Battle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they did Death Battle twice on Batman. They only redid Batman and made him win against Cap because he got his ass
blasted the first time.
By Spider-Man. Spider-Man legitimately whooped his ass. Legitimately whooped his ass. Like, everyone's like, oh, he can win. No, he cannot, even with prep time. Because Spider-Man with prep time does the same thing Batman does.
Exactly.
Whoops everyone's ass. Exactly. Every time. And then you're going to get someone who's a superhuman, who's fast, who can see your moves come and literally can telegraph you. Right. And strong enough. And
well, so you're saying it's a better fight between
so we get, you think we get Batman more credit just because he don't have no superpowers? And he
everyone said because he's human. But I'm like, all the stats y'all give him, y'all might as well call him superhuman. Yeah. At the end of the day, because I'm like, right. If he can do all this, he's pretty much superhuman.
Or super nigga, as some people like to call him. Because a lot of people act like, well, Batman, he can flip 15 blocks. Well, is he not got superhuman powers or what?
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I agree. I think it'll be a better fight between him and Black Panther than him and Spider-Man. I think Batman versus anything that has superpowers is automatically
like he will at a disadvantage. Like, and I'm saying this now. Yes, Superman can easily whoop Batman's ass because Batman said it. Batman said it. I'm sorry, y'all. But y'all keep on thinking that. He said in the comic, he straight up said, he could have easily broke my neck, froze me to death.
That's what Superman is not supposed to be that wrong.
That's, was, that's the because only reason
when
why.
Batman got Superman's power, did you read when Superman did? Yep. And he was an asshole with it. He was throwing people up in the air and just letting them drop and die and shit. And he was like, you using all these problems. You ain't using this shit right. He was like, I'm going to show you how to ride this car. No, and he was throwing motherfuckers up in the air.
And that's why no one can really have Superman powers like that, man. Like because I told they wouldn't know how to use them. Irredeemable, like that comic book Irredeemable I told y'all about a long time ago. What would happen if Superman went crazy and turned supervillain? That's why you cannot get just any more Superman powers. You can't. Superman got his powers and he know how to use them, but he never beats Batman because Clark's too nice. That's the only reason he always loses.
Exactly.
Only reason. Flat out.
All right, well, let's transition a little bit into TV shows. Have y'all seen the preview for Constantine?
Yes.
What do y'all think?
I'm rocking with it.
I like it.
I like it, but I think it's going to get canceled.
No, it will.
The day it's on, as well as I think it's too high.
And it's like, Fox.
And that was my third one. That's the reason I think it's going to get canceled.
But how you think, well, compared to that.
I don't know.
And it's a Friday night.
But it's Fox. But Constantine is actually, if you straight up read about
Constantine, but I mean, like, we'll watch Constantine, but I'm talking about you're going to need an average person to buy into Constantine for it to stay on.
Like,
I think
and Fox ain't going to, nah.
Dude,
he needs to go on Sci-Fi Channel.
If Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. can make it, fucking Constantine can make it, bro.
Well, then again, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is not on Fox.
Yeah, Fox do cancel
it
a lot
is
of shit.
Fox.
They do cancel a
yeah,
lot of
okay.
Shit.
Well, let's put it this way. It'll get canceled, but it'll get picked up by somebody else.
Because
Constantine actually got really dope. So you got to do it basically looks like FX Sting.
Yeah.
You do basically looks like Sting.
And Doom.
Right. Exactly. And just walking around, just, you know, and straight on, like, some detective shit, but, like, on some Sherlock Holmes or the paranormal type shit in the DC universe. For the most part, like he straight up know a lot of stuff. Like besides we ain't even talking about the Keanu Reeves version.
That was actually a decent version.
It wasn't a bad movie. I'm not saying it was a bad movie. I'm saying, but that really didn't represent him as good as for real. Like probably how the actual TV show.
But you know, the only thing that's fucked up, they said that they won't show him smoking on there.
Yeah.
It's illegal to like smoke on TV now or something like that.
Apparently,
you can't smoke on TV. Is like characters can't smoke on TV now.
On TV or certain channels.
I think like your network TV, like Fox, like, NBC, CBS.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You can't
so they can't show him smoke. So I don't know how they're going to say he got cancer and shit.
They can say he was smoking.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have to show him smoking, but they could just show, you know.
They can say he got it from smoking.
You know, right. Cigarettes.
Hey, that'd be a good way to tell kids don't smoke because you get cancer. You end up like Constantine.
Exactly.
Another preview of something that everybody I'm hearing mixed reactions on is Gotham. What do y'all think about Gotham?
Gotham is
gonna look the cheesiest motherfucking show I've ever seen in my life. I
get people that want to love it and want to see it. And
it's
I get
gonna be so cheesy looking.
That's why, man.
Dude, they're acting so hard.
I'm a Batman fan from child. I'm sure most of y'all are too. But
it don't make no sense to me either.
Come on. Now. I mean,
who want to see a movie about little Bruce Wayne growing up with all these folks? But I don't care about that.
It's more Gordon's story, right?
It's more Gordon.
Nobody care about Gordon.
Gordon
got some dope storylines.
Nobody care about Gordon.
I don't care that he
cheated on his wife.
He beat up. He beat up a who did he beat up like twice and beat the shit out of him when he was young. Oh man,
I can't remember.
It was a villain.
Was it the Penguin?
Maybe.
But it was definitely
he beat the shit out of him.
Cause he kind of went on a dark period. He was never corrupt, but he went on a dark period.
He was borderline. He was borderline for a second, but because
he's like,
you stay in Gotham, you bound to be corrupt sooner or later.
Because at some point people are gonna be like, where the fuck is Batman at? I think even if it get two seasons, people gonna be like, where the fuck Batman at?
Nah, he's a kid at this point. But like I said, at that point,
if they were smart, they can parlay it into that though.
And yeah, that's what they. But then they also trying to say they're gonna parlay and try to have random characters out there, and one of them is going to end up being a Joker, and you just don't know who it's going to be.
I mean, shit. All you got to do is, if they do
But it, I don't like that either, because you don't know the origin of the Joker.
Nobody
I like the
knows
fact,
the origin
right,
of the Joker.
I like the aspect.
Not even the Joker knows the origin of the Joker. Because
the closest thing you got is the Killing Joke. Is the Killing Joke story. That's really the closest thing you got.
But you ain't even got nothing with that.
Like, the only thing, right, if they do Red Hood, the original Red Hood, then the Joker, then it can work. Oh, it'd be like, okay. But they talking about
if y'all sitting in a coffee shop talking, he'll say something. You be like, damn, is he the Joker? That's what I was reading. It's supposed to be kind of like random people start saying things that's kind of like Jokerish, and to try to throw people off to figure out who the Joker is. And
this is gonna be so cheesy.
Some big reveal or some shit.
This show is gonna be cheesy. I mean, looking at it looked like a high school production. It looked like somebody tried to film it so they can do it for a YouTube fan edit. It looks really bad. And you got the only part, Jada Pickett Smith is in there. I'm like, she's the cheesiest one acting out of all of them.
She just stick out like a sore thumb.
It's like,
man,
for real. Will Smith's wife.
And everybody else.
Starring Jada Pickett Smith. Hey, this show about Gordon? No, it's Jada Pickett Smith. She's the richest one here. And everybody knows her.
We got a little bit of extra paper from her.
I don't know. I think it could be surprising. I thought Arrow was going to be cheesy too.
I ain't never heard of Arrow, and I still ain't watching it yet.
Arrow's excellent.
I heard it got really good after the first
episode. It's exactly like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Arrow was going to be whack. I was like, I'm not watching this shit. And then like James, a couple other people was like, dude, you got to watch it. Too late. You got to watch it. George Carlin.
I mainly got a little mad at watching anything DC ever since they got rid of Young Justice. So that's why I'm kind of like,
yeah, man, Young Justice was like.
Makes the best cartoon movies though.
Oh no, they make the best cartoon. Period. Like, they kill Marvel on cartoon, unlike animated. Yeah. Oh, they kill them. They have way more liberty.
So y'all seen the Flash preview? What do y'all think about this Flash?
I heard it's gonna be really good.
I've heard some people that seen the pilot.
Oh,
y'all saw the
pilot.
Somebody else saw the pilot too.
You saw it on Bula, or were you at a conference?
I saw it online.
Okay.
They got it online.
Like at a conference.
It was like G2G or something.
G2G, yeah, that's what I wanted to see.
But no, but actually, it's actually pretty decent.
Oh yeah,
it's pretty decent. Like I would get, like I'm actually excited. I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. Like, be honest.
When did it drop?
What, a week or two?
It wasn't late this year. It was like sometime.
It's like in a few weeks.
A few weeks? Okay. I thought they made
Gotham's next week, I think, right? I think Gotham's like
I
next
mean,
week.
Gotham.
Yeah, yeah, it is this month.
Netflix has already bought Gotham.
All the races, rather.
Yep. So I don't know. Maybe they know something we don't know.
Well, I mean, they got all.
You watch that on Hulu Plus?
Said in Hulu Plus.
Hey.
But the Flash looks good.
I actually want to watch that one.
All right, and moving forward, let's go into just random news coming out of Black Adam is going to be The Rock.
Yep.
It's only other person who can play. It's the only person who can fit the role.
But I think they blowing their load because they could have used him as another character they can use in the other movies.
With him it'll work because you got to remember, like, if you look at all the factors of Black Adam, he's pretty much like all he gotta do really
is play the Rock as a heel.
Be the Rock as a heel. Like he wasn't wrestling. Put an Egyptian accent to it.
Exactly.
And then dress him like a black suit version of Shazam. That's all you gotta do. Because the same way Namor is the same kind of arrogance Namor got. That's the exact same way Black Adam is.
Yeah, exactly.
And fuck Namor too.
Like
man,
Namor, and, like, and Namor is the same way. Like if it ain't for the good of my people or my country. I ain't gonna rock with you. I'll rock with you whether you villain or a hero, as long as it's for the good of my country. I can see that working.
Yeah, because I forgot who owns Namor. Namor is owned by somebody random.
Universal? Ooh.
Universal owns them, and that's the only Marvel character they have.
They used to have the Hulk, but they don't have any other
Marvel character, but they're going to try to come up with a Namor movie. They was like trying to draw for a Namor movie.
Was it Fox? It's still going to be kind of... sold rights back to Marvel. Who was that?
Fox gave back the rights for Daredevil. That's why they're doing
that. To X-Men too.
Mm-mm, hell no. They ain't giving up that money.
They are not giving up X-Men. No. Especially not after the way they pulled off Days of Future.
They need to give back Spider-Man.
Sony has Spider-Man, and that's never going to happen. But
they said that they might do a thing with Cap and Cap 3 with Spider-Man.
They need to.
See, here's the thing. I like Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man. I just don't like Amazing Spider-Man. I hate the Amazing Spider-Man.
Neither one.
The first one was good.
I didn't like the lizard though in there.
As far as the origin story, I would give it all the credit in the world. Like,
I just feel like it wasn't needed. Andrew Garfield makes it. If they took Andrew Garfield and they put him in the original Spider-Man, it would have been the perfect trilogy.
Him and Doc Ock too.
Oh, imagine Andrew Garfield in Spider-Man 2. Everybody knows Spider-Man 2 is like the best one.
Yeah.
It's the best one. It's the best.
Like, say,
but, imagine that combo, bro.
Tobey Maguire's role in all three movies, it would have been a way better trilogy.
Nah, he couldn't say three. I'm
sorry. You know what? Nah, I think he could. I honestly think he could.
There was a dance sequence in three. There's no way.
They had a ninja rap.
James Brown with an emo haircut.
Dude,
I forgot about that.
Dude, it was so bad. I walked out the theater so upset. Like, why? God, why?
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, time to turn this one in.
They really did. Sam Raimi said it. He's like, I don't know why the heck y'all got me to do Venom in this movie. Why did y'all make me do this?
Because Venom by itself is Venom in two or three movies by itself. If you want to do it right,
Venom is super popular, man.
He is, but yeah, but
that was two movies. That was two movies.
You need at least two movies to get the whole Venom storyline right. Like, you need at least.
And you can't have another villain in there too. Sandman in there too.
It was three villains.
If he would have left it, maybe just Sandman.
What happened with Amazing Spider-Man 2? Three villains.
Built Venom over and turned him into, like, that could have been the setup for the fourth and just been building Venom from the
exactly. From the that would have been perfect. But it's like,
right. Yeah, I mean, they're just trying to do too
much.
Stuff. Yeah,
they try to do too much with the second one. I can stand the second one. First, remember, I told you, first scene, the whole scene was just unbelievable. Richard Parker was on the plane with his wife. And they got in the fight. Yeah. How the heck you still trying to send that file? with Ethernet cable. Ethernet cable was still connected on a exploding plane. Really? 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 That works?
It did for me.
They didn't know.
You talking about the same Spider-Man?
Yeah. I mean, it was horrible.
It was a lot of the same shit. Like,
dude, it was bad. When you call bullshit that loud in a theater, it's like 15 other people sitting behind me. I'm like, why the hell I pay $7 for this? This is bullshit.
And you were like, yes, I do. I concur.
No, I said this is bullshit. Oh. Everybody else was like, yeah, you're right. You're right. This movie sucks already. That movie was bad.
Yeah, dude. And they did the same same shit. With Rhino. I was like, dude.
I'm like, why they do that with Rhino? Here's the thing that everybody said it. If you go to CinemaSins, you watch their CinemaSins. Actually, who was it? Screen Junkies decided to do CinemaSins.
Oh, yeah, Honest Trailers.
Honest Trailers did it. Yes. Dude, at the end, it was like, oh, snap, we're going to finally see this thing with the ride up. Wait, just like we saw in the preview. Wait a minute. Hold up. They did it. They cut it off the exact same time as the preview did. And it's like, dude, that's the movie? That's the end of the movie? Y'all failed.
Yeah, so and they don't try to pimp that universe too right now. They're trying to do what the Sinister Six.
They're trying to do the Sinister Six, but they pushed all that stuff back because of how bad Amazing Spider-Man 2 did.
But he really didn't do bad. They made money though.
No, they made some money, but people realized after about
even
the third
Garfield
week.
Was like, yeah, we fucked up because of the studio made cuts.
Oh, they made cuts to the budget on that.
Oh yeah, but a couple of those cuts in there would have made the movie even worse to me because they actually had Richard alive.
Oh, really?
They had Richard alive, and he was going to show up. Like, the whole time where he was spending the 5 months mourning Gwen's death, which they did great, by the way. That's one thing I get.
Gwen's death was perfect.
I was like, oh, that's genius. Oh, they even made it worse. Made it seem like he really didn't fail in saving her. It was just bad luck.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
Spider-Man's story, like, he'll save you, but he have a string of bad luck when it comes to people he straight up fucking with, though.
Yeah, that's always the thing.
That's always a string of bad luck because in the comic, hey, you don't know if she already dead or if it was the whiplash effect that killed her. In the comic, you don't know.
Like you had to write. You had to write in and find out from the little end of the engrams at the comic. Oh no, she died from whiplash.
Like,
really?
Because she said whip. I'm like, yep, that did it.
Yeah. I thought she hit her head too.
No, no. In the movie, she hit her head.
Oh, okay.
In the comics, it was like straight whiplash. She hit nothing. It was straight.
His webbing is like strong as like, like that's cable wire. Cable wire to hold a bridge together.
They had a thing where Green Goblin tried to do the same thing to Mary Jane. And he's like, yep, readjust. We're not having this again. So he like called her like multiple webs, like all her like
major
joints,
limbs.
Major limbs. So she's like,
right.
So Jesus allegory. Which they got to put in every movie.
Yeah, yeah.
They got to put a Jesus allegory in every movie, every book. It gets annoying to me. And I'm a God-fearing man, but that gets on my nerves. I'm like, dude, Jesus is like, bro, calm all that down.
Jesus allegory in comics.
They put it in everything, man.
They put it in everything. What was it? Catching Fire.
Remember, I told you I was watching that they got Nymphomaniac on
with Shia LaBeouf, right?
I need to watch this.
It's on Netflix, both of them, dog. And when I tell you, it gets some of the shit that goes on in this movie, you just like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, because that director dude is fucking crazy as shit.
Lars Van or whatever, Van Lars.
Crazy as shit, man. Yeah. Man. He had that movie with
Antichrist
with Willem Dafoe.
That's on Netflix too.
He was like, "You seen that? Seen that crazy shit?
Oh god!
Like he was fucking his girl, but then like he was crazy and like fucking deer and all kind of crazy
fucking
shit.
Fucking deer.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Antichrist. Remember the Antichrist movie? Oh, but god, when he got older, William Dafoe played.
It's like,
yeah,
I watch a lot of stuff on Netflix, man. Like I'm good on.
Have y'all seen Bronies?
Yes. No, I haven't.
Yes,
yet.
I have.
I haven't.
Dude, I promise you. Have you seen it?
No.
I haven't seen it. Yet.
Okay, everyone go home and watch it now.
I need to go watch Bronies. Like, for the simple fact.
You ever heard of My Little Frony? Yeah. Like, you think it has like the same effect, like how, okay, like, Rem, though, because he fuck with regular show on Adventure Time. Y'all fuck with it, right? Too.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same exact effect, but on a way huger scale. Same exact effect.
I'm just trying to figure, like, where do you get the attachment
to? What was it? Bronies made the fighting game off of that. Then Hasbro told him to cease and desist because that thing looked like Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
They did
a Bronies fighting game. I actually got an Instagram picture of him on the Instagram. No, he was looking like
My Little Pony fighting
game. My Little Pony fighting game. Fighting is magic.
It was a fighting game.
That shit looked real.
It was Marvel versus Capcom 3. They were doing wall bounces.
Google, pull it up.
I'm dead serious. It's called My Little Pony's Fighting is Magic.
Oh,
Friendship is Magic is even better of a name.
When I tell you, Twilight Sparkle was whooping ass in it.
My Little Pony's Fighting is Magic. That's the name of it.
So it's a video.
Called Fighting.
Fighting is Magic.
So it's an actual video of it?
Yeah, it should be.
It's video. So who? I showed him.
Unless Hasbro made him take it down.
I don't think Hasbro made him take it down, though.
Unless Hasbro made him take it down, it's got to be still on there.
Somebody have it, though, somewhere. Take the R out.
Take the R out. Yeah, but yeah, Fighting is Magic. There you go.
The combo expedition.
Go to the combo exhibition.
Shut the fuck up.
You're going to be like, this was at an Evo build. This was at Evo.
Are you kidding me? The fighting tournament Evo.
They did a build of this, everybody was playing.
So it's like Pokemon.
No, it's Marvel versus Capcom.
Oh, let's not get into Pokemon.
That's what I said.
Hey, let's not get into Pokemon. You heard about Pokemon getting made by Tekken, right?
Shut up.
Yes, this is Evo build.
When I tell you Twilight Sparkle whooped so much ass, watch. I swear to God.
Why are they doing like 40 hit combos in this stuff? Watch the wall bounces come in.
Look at it, man. I promise you I can wish. Look at Teddy's face right now. He is astounded right now.
His face is priceless right now. This is a 50 hit combo with no super yet. Not, there's a super.
What the fuck?
85 hits. 85 is, bro.
They pulled off some Killer Instinct shit.
Wall bounces. off the OTGs, man. Really?
So hold up, this is the game supposed to really come out?
Or no, it was. But Hasbro said
saying, "Screw you, fuck you, you can't have this."
Copyright and stuff like that.
They was like, "You can't have this."
So this, there's a real game someone has out here that
made this.
Somebody got it. It's
like
a test.
A group of people straight made this game like independently.
Freaking bronies, man.
Dude, yeah. Damn, so I want to bronies know about this.
Oh, check this out. Namco, type in Namco, Pokemon. Just watch.
You talking about Pokken, right?
Pokken, P-O-K-K-E-N, P-O-K-K-E-N.
Is it N-A-M-C-O?
Type in P-O-K-K-E-N.
P-O-K-K-E-N.
Pokken Fighters.
That's right.
Shut up.
Pokemon is being made by the people that made Tekken.
I saw Charizard was straight.
So this is coming out. This is a real game.
This is a real game.
Check the tournament trailer. Tournament trailer.
Go to the tournament trailer. Yeah.
And this is real. Like, this is no bullshit. This is
real
game.
Maximilian. This is when I first saw it. I was like,
real
this is so
game.
Absurd.
Shit.
And it looked
dope.
Yeah.
And it looked trill.
Speaking of fighting games, you know the reason why Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is no longer a thing, right?
Because Capcom fucking up to
No. It's because Marvel decided to make their own fighting game. And I'll show y'all. You're going to be...
Hold on. This is Pokemon?
Yeah.
Pokemon.
This is Pokemon.
I was like, I was astounded too, man, when I first saw this. I was like, this is actually pretty trill. Like, it looked like a mix between, like, Tekken and, like... It's like Tekken, Pokemon, and kind of like on some... Super Smash Bros.
A little bit, but it's definitely more
Tekken. That was the whole part. That's why they calling it Pokken.
Yeah, they got if y'all know y'all Pokemon, it's Lucario and Machamp. It's fighting right now.
Yeah, that's Machamp. So. Not Machoke, which is everybody else.
Wow, 2015 Japan.
Yes.
In the arcade. Niggas trying to bring back the arcade.
Oh yeah. Oh, Japan, they always got arcades out there. Go ahead and look up the Marvel fighting game
versus Killer Instinct.
Is that they eventually gonna try to work on something, but it's like a guest character from Full Gore. Yeah, Full Gore is gonna be a guest character in Mortal Kombat.
What's game you just talking about?
Marvel is making the fighting game. That's why they pretty much took the license away from Capcom.
Gotcha.
But if you go to it, it's bad.
It's not a game.
Oh my God, Marvel is fucking up. It's not Capcom's fault.
You seen it already?
I seen it. It's shitty. Dude, the video we're watching, Maximilian, he actually saw it and he put up his response video of it. It's him crying with his dog. That's how bad it is.
Damn. His dad died or something like
that. Yeah.
Dude, it was bad. I'm like, Marvel, why did you take away the license for Marvel vs. Capcom 3? You make your money. You make your tournament money off of that.
They can make the hell out of a damn fighting game, but when it comes to like certain stuff, like Mega Man. I was so pissed when they got rid of Mega Man.
That's a double edged sword though.
But that was a mascot before Ryu became the mascot, man. That was like that straight mascot.
The thing with that was though, people don't like to admit this. I mean, Inafune, the dude that made Mega Man, he decided to go ahead and go off and do his own thing. Capcom had a part in that, though, like in fucking that one up.
Hell yeah.
But Inafune was all the shit that everything was happening to Mega Man. Inafune was like, yeah, you can do that to him.
Like, shit, they had
the whole bad box art Mega Man and Street Fighter Cross Tekken. Inafune was the one that said, that's the one you should use.
So basically, they stopped using Mega Man because he was the one that controlled all the strings of it.
Yeah, he's the
dude. He's the creator.
He's technically not the creator of Mega Man.
I thought he was the creator of Mega Man.
He's the creator of Zero. He didn't create Mega Man, but he's the guy to go to for Mega Man.
But what killed me, man, is like they had like the dopest game at one point. I was so mad because it's not with Capcom no more. Like, if anyone ever heard of Metroid Prime,
the first person shooter version of Metroid,
they straight was going to partner with the people that made Metroid Prime and make a Mega Man X game first person just like that.
Yeah, I saw. They got
Hunter
trailers.
X, so it was going to do they got Mega trailers Man for X first person. And when I say it was the pull it up. Maverick Hunter X, pull it up. Yeah. Maverick Hunter.
Yeah, it looked
Maverick's
ridiculous.
But Maverick.
Mega Man first person, basically.
Yeah, Maverick. It was ridiculous looking, dude. I don't play Mega Man, and I would have bought that game.
I was a big Mega Man cat for a minute.
ICK Hunter X.
Yeah, there it is.
Right there. And it looked great, but it's like, hold on. I'm trying to see if it's.
Yeah, it says let's play Mega Man Hunter X.
No, I wouldn't do that.
That's just well.
Type in first person after that. First person. Cause it was straight up like pretty damn cool. There you go.
Yeah, the first person, right there. It's called just Maverick Hunter. Maverick Hunter X is actually the PSP remake.
Gotcha. Okay. That's supposed to be Mega Man X.
What?
Yes. Yes. Use the same mechanics as a Metroid Prime.
Oh.
And this would have been the perfect Mega Man game had they not lost. Oh. Yes. This would have.
Yes. This was in my pants.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
So why didn't it drop?
Because they
and the Funes like, screw it, and Capcom's like, screw it, I ain't got no money anyway.
Right.
Yo, hold on, they said, what?
Capcom is broke.
They don't got the license.
They have the license to it, they just ain't gonna use it.
They
ain't got no money to do nothing with it. They canceled Mega Man Legends 3,
yeah,
which I'm kind of upset. That means Mega Man to this day is still on the moon. He's still stuck on the moon to this day. He's never getting off that moon. Because, you know, the storyline for Mega Man is, you know, you got the original Mega Man series, then you got Mega Man X, then you got Mega Man Zero, and then Mega Man Legends. That's how the storyline timeline goes.
Oh, yeah.
So, at this point, Mega Man is still on the moon.
I think it's supposed to be like a reimagining of the first game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be a reimagining of the first game if it was first person.
This would have been super.
This would have been stupid.
But Capcom, fucking up.
Yeah, like I said, all of it ain't their fault. But then again, like the whole DLC thing—that's what they did, man.
Yeah,
they're trying to make money.
Hey, y'all want to run our game section, man. I got to get my gaming back.
Yeah.
I don't play a lot of games like that no more.
I used to go to school how to make them money. So.
Yeah, I got
to
get my.
I definitely keep up on it.
That's what I graduated from. So.
Yeah, man. But yeah, that's Maverick Hunter in a nutshell, though.
Okay. No, last topic before we get out of here. Have y'all seen that new documentary coming out? Superman Lives. It's supposed to be Nicolas Cage.
I heard about that.
He got it, please tell me about that.
Okay, so basically, and Kevin Smith was supposed to write it.
Okay, I heard about that.
And Tim Burton was supposed to direct it.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's supposed to have been a cameo from Batman, original Michael Keaton Batman was supposed to make a cameo in there, too.
Okay. So it's called Batman?
It's called Superman Lives.
And Nick Cage is supposed to be Superman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember them talking about it.
Yeah, they're doing a documentary on why it didn't come out. And what the whole time.
It ain't that hard to come out. It's Nick Cage.
No, but this is when Nicolas Cage was starting to be hot, though. This is like 92.
Okay.
This is like 92. You got to think this is 92.
Still, though. Nick Cage was getting hot. I understand that. Trust me, I know. I was watching me some Nick Cage films when I was a kid. But still, Nick Cage is Superman.
But they said
it was going to be, he was going to be real dark. It was supposed to be super dark. I mean, obviously, it's Tim Burton, what I'm saying, involved. It's supposed to be super dark. He's supposed to be super dark. So I'm interested to see it. They got a Kickstarter for the page for it going right now. I think, no, they went over their amount, but they just add more money for other stuff. But it's supposed to come out in like a.
I mean, I rock with Kevin. I mean, don't get me wrong. I straight rock with Kevin Smith on his stuff. I really, really do. I actually listen, besides y'all podcast, I listen to like a couple others. Him being one of them, Batman on Batman. Like, yeah. I actually listen to that stuff besides.
He's got like, what, like six or seven podcasts?
Does he?
Yeah, like, he's straight. Like,
he's got a podcast network.
Like, for real. Like, yeah,
like 8-9 different podcasts.
Like, besides y'all, he's like one of my like people I listen to besides y'all. Like, for real. Like, he actually be having some good topics, him and Scott Mosier. Like, for real. But I don't know. Like if that would have ever came out, I couldn't have took it seriously, man, because I was like,
I think you're saying that in hindsight. I think motherfuckers would have been on there. Tim Burton, and then you heard that Michael Keaton was going to be in there as Batman for a little bit of it.
I mean, with him as a Bruce Wayne cameo, that would have been dope.
I remember watching Batman Forever.
Dolph Lundgren to play the Punisher and He-Man. Anything is possible back then.
And that's horrible. Both.
Brian Bosworth. Remember we were having that conversation when NFL dudes was coming in and being action stars? Yes. Brian Bosworth was the other name I couldn't think of.
Okay, okay. We talking about the only way you can get into movies back then is if you was a former athlete.
Yeah, because Dennis Rodman.
Was it Double Impact?
Yeah.
Double,
no, double impact. It was double trouble.
Double team.
Double impact
was when he had a, he was a twin.
And I was just like, why is this a movie?
So why you got this crazy ass nigga with this green hair?
Because he was, that's when everybody was loving Dennis Rodman. Did he been on Oprah? That's when he did the whole, wore his own wedding gown and was fucking with Madonna. People wanted to see him.
Yeah, so that's interesting to see that. But hey, let's get ready to wrap this on up.
All right.
James, let everybody know where they can jump.
All right, just like last time I just said on the last podcast, y'all, you know, soundcloud.com/JBJR if you want to listen to any of my music production. Do a lot of stuff here in St. Louis with that. Instagram and Twitter is the same thing, which is JBJR Official. And look me up on Facebook at James JBJR Bishop Jr.
Teddy?
Theodore Simon. Theodore Simpson the Fourth on Facebook and 60 Second Marathon on Twitter.
All right, over to you, my man.
All right.
Your porn site? Go ahead.
Whatever, man. Well, nah, yeah, you can look up anything music web related at LLJB3. That's LLJB3.
XXX.
don't add them X's at the end. You'll be missing out.
Hey, add them. I'm only going to add him. He's going to be sitting on there for a gay porn site. Like,
Not at all. It's gonna be females draped around me. It's gonna be females draped around there.
So it's females draped around you. It's porn.
Welcome to my harem.
Yes. But yeah, you can find me on there for anything. Like if you need any web development, anything like that, just
What's your what anything they can check out online?
Yeah, LJB3.com.
Triple X, then you'll see the triple X.
And I vouch with a man like No, he doesn't do that. I'm just gonna put that on there.
Hold up, man. If people be hitting you up like, so I'm trying to start BigCox3.com.
I will actually say like, no.
He was like,
what about for 10 grand?
Like, nope. Not even 10 grand. I already make that. Grand, I make that for regular stuff.
I'll take your template. Like, man, I'm just doing a site, man. Just give me a template.
You wanna do that way, man, just give me three.
But don't put my name attached to it.
And you ain't gotta move the cocks around. As long as I gotta move the cocks around. Alright, you can hit me up at Dig Game on Twitter, Dig Game ISU. Definitely keep subscribing on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio. Shout out to everybody that's been listening to everything. Shout out Javon with his spinoff show coming out, doing well. Leaders of the New School is doing well. Rim, we got the draft coming up this week. We having an MC draft.
Inform me.
Yeah,
real quick
MC
about
draft
this.
Coming on Strata. Low cash for people that want to listen to that.
I know, dude.
It's serious. It's like a draft.
No, I'm just saying.
It's going to be five MCs. You get to choose five MCs, one producer, one DJ. You can draft them in any order, like a fantasy draft.
Any period.
Man, your team has to be cohesive. It's just like any team. Like you can't. You got to be work good as a collective. You know, you can't have all point guards, you know what I'm saying? All small forwards.
Oh, man. It's going to be fun.
I'm going to rock with this.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to have different teams. We're going to draft them up. Teddy's already said his number one pick, franchise pick is Will Smith.
Yep.
He's already picking Will Smith as his franchise.
He's bringing his own money, baby.
Dude.
He's bringing his own money.
Yeah, the money team.
The money team.
Sir Mix-a-Lot's going to be involved in his project as well.
Clowning, dog.
From like to any year or just a particular year?
Any year.
Okay.
Baby from Cash Money is going to be involved with this project as well.
Yeah, Ice Cube.
Ice Cube, but that'd actually be a decent.
You had to have been in movies in order for you
to be
on.
And then Queen Latifah, the round out your squad.
Ice
Who,
team. Oh, man, Queen Latifah, man.
Y'all sleeping. Ice Team might be a good pickup.
Master P.
I can take the rule of an officer.
It's gonna be a good draft, man. Because I think at first I was like, man, I'm just gonna pick these people all lyrics. I'm like, no, you know, you gotta come up with some character.
Think about it.
You gotta think about it. I had to take real notes. Rim gonna try to kill us because he gonna end up coming up with somebody random like MF Doom or some shit. And like, damn,
MF Doom, yeah, right, go, man.
Some Danger Mouse. What the fuck?
Damn, I forgot about Danger Mouse.
Hey, man, give Metal Fingers his props. Hey.
But thank y'all for listening again. Thank y'all, brothers, for coming out again. Y'all gotta come
back. Yeah, get Rim his stuff.
I'm trying to get around whenever I'm back in town.
You want to hear your shit?
I mean, Rim don't really. Oh, yeah. DJ Reminisce. Instagram, Gmail.
People know his before ours, though. People are like, yeah, DJ Reminisce, such and such and such. But thank y'all for listening, as always. We'll be back a few weeks, though. Stroud Low Cash Network, Lando Cat, we out.
Peace.